I'm going to make a rough transition to talking about your junior high years. Maybe it's not so rough. When you were in eighth grade, was it more or less likely that you would have been chosen for dodgeball first?
Dodgeball?
Yeah, dodgeball.
Yeah, I had a strong arm. So I wasn't spry. I couldn't get out of the way, but I would in fact throw the ball so hard that people holding the ball and trying to deflect it would drop their ball, thus eliminating them. So I do well in dodgeball.
Okay, you did well. Well, this is pretty much the dynamic that happened over the weekend. It was the NFL draft. Everybody knows this. You couldn't peel me away from my television all weekend long. This is what a bunch of these big, burly NFL types do every time this year. They sit around. Well, they don't just sit. They run around, do little test exercises in the combine, and then in the draft, they hope that they're going to get tagged to join the top teams in the NFL. The future of 252 college players was on the line at the 7-round pro draft at New York's Radio City Music Hall. Who got dibbed first and who was left for last, like the poor kid holding his inhaler. That was me, by the way, holding my asthma inhaler. Back
Aww.
with us for the weekend sports roundup is Bill Wolf, father-to-be of the BPP, baby-to-be with Allison Stewart and resident sports guru. Hi, Bill.
How are you, Rachel? I would guess Pesca was a high pick for that angry streak, you know? Dodgeball all came down to the angry streak.
It's all about anger.
And in eighth grade, there was plenty of it
That's
to go
right.
around.
They'd poke me with a stick and I'd just go off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It doesn't surprise me one bit.
So I was so disheartened, really, in doing all of my copious research for this segment to find out that there was something called Mr. Irrelevant. This is
Oh,
the
yeah.
saddest moniker I've ever heard of.
Yeah.
This
Do you
guy,
not had you
he's.
not heard of it
No,
before?
I've never
Well,
heard of this before.
it's
I
actually
mean, Mr.
Mr.
Irrelevant, there are lots of people I've dated who I now call Mr. Irrelevant, but I'd never heard of it in the NFL context.
Well, you know, there are 6 billion people on planet Earth, so it's arguable that pretty much all of us are irrelevant. But there's a group of people in Newport Beach, California, who, like 30 years ago, decided that the last player picked in the NFL draft would be officially called Mr. Irrelevant, because that player would sit there for 2 days waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and would be the last guy tabbed to play in the pros. And so every year they wait and they wait and they wait. And every year they fly the guy out, whoever he is, to Newport Beach, and they have a party and they have a little silly regatta in their marina and they give him all these prizes. And he's typically, you know, a guy from some little school. Who's thrilled to be drafted into the NFL, and here are all these Orange County types sort of mocking him and celebrating him
Oh.
at the same time. I met Mr. Irrelevant 1995, and which dates me. I mean, I am irrelevant, but which it's all irrelevant. Anyway, I went, and it is a sort of a cruel celebration, is the way I would describe it.
So
So yes,
this
they
year,
wait and they wait this year, yes.
David Vibosa, right?
Well, and I'm surprised you're not a big Vibosa fan.
Are you? Why is that?
Because he's an Idaho Vandal.
What?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I
From
clearly
the
didn't do nearly as much
universe.
research as I just
That's I was
purported to
going
have
to say.
done.
What happened to that research? Yes,
Well,
he was the
good
last
job,
guy picked.
David. Or not
Yeah.
so good. But he's going to the St. Louis Rams.
Yep.
So good for him. But there
Yep.
were, on the opposite end of that scheme, is the number one pick, first round pick, Jake Long for the Miami Dolphins.
Yep,
That
he's
was
a.
pretty much expected.
In fact, he had been signed to a contract. He was drafted by the Miami Dolphins. He had been signed to a contract about 48 hours before the draft, which obviously telegraphed what the Dolphins would do. The Dolphins had the first pick, and they could have had any player who had declared for the draft, and they chose this guy,
Instead
Jake
of
Long.
Vibosa.
Yeah, well,
They
he
went the
was.
long route instead of Vibosa.
Well, they figured that Vibosa would be available later.
Right. He might slip to number
Yes.
252. Yeah.
So they picked this guy, Jake Long, who is a monster. I mean, he's 6'7", 315,
Wow.
plays on the offensive line, University of Michigan. And he's a big monster and is obviously expected to be an excellent player. The NFL draft is something, I've only been a sports fan for about 35 years. The excitement over the NFL draft eludes me. It
Oh, really? You
mystifies
don't
me. I
get it.
don't understand it. Yeah, well, I mean, I watch it because I'm a sucker, and because I'm waiting for the birth of my child, and there's not much else to do.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't get it. Friends of mine covered it this weekend for various sports agencies, and it was at Radio City Music Hall in New York, and there was a line from 6th Avenue to like 3rd Avenue, people waiting 14 hours to get into Radio City Music Hall, football fans from across the country supporting every team. And what they do is watch guys get picked. There's no action. Nobody throws a ball. Nobody tackles. Nobody wins. Nobody loses. They watch this sort of, chattel. They watch this draft happen, and I don't get it. It's on ESPN all day Saturday and all day Sunday, and it gets really good ratings. Everybody watches it.
And there aren't that many surprises.
Well, the surprises all come 5 years from now.
Right.
I mean, everybody knows who Tom Brady is, right? The great Tom Brady.
Of course.
Right. He's hunky Superman of the decade. Well, he was picked in the sixth round, so that by the time he was picked, nobody was watching, and nobody expected that a sixth round pick guy like him would go on to be the greatest player in the game and a Hall of Fame guy and a world champion and dating supermodels. No one would have picked that. So
definitely not the dating supermodels. It's pretty skinny and gawky then.
Yeah, right. But now he's all studly and square-jawed, and he has the dimple, and it's all Kirk Douglas, and he's a big stud. But you wouldn't have known watching the NFL draft in 2000 when he got picked with the 199th pick. So there were surprise, not surprise. That's the thing that gets me the most. People instantly rate, experts rate and fans rate, and they decide how has the team done. So Michigan's Jake Long is picked by Miami, and then Virginia's Chris Long is picked by the St. Louis Rams, and then Boston College's Matt Ryan is picked by the Atlanta Falcons, and then Darren McFadden is picked by the Oakland Raiders, and everybody wants to declare who had the best pick, and then they keep picking, and now it's 300 guys you've never even heard of. Even if you're a big fan, you've never heard of them, and experts are sitting there saying, well, this is the greatest draft. This is going to turn the franchise around. They don't know.
I agree
with
you.
It's like when children apply for nursery school. Well, this one's going to be a genius. Well, how do you know? He goo-goos and ga-gas better than the other children? None of these guys has proven that he will become a great player. And so it's obviously a very important process.
Yeah.
It's just an utterly unpredictable process. But in sports, everybody wants to rate everything and declare winners no matter what happened. So even though the winners in this draft will not be determined for a number of years, everybody already did it.
I agree with you, Bill. You know, now the Miami Dolphins could put the Jake Long sticker on the back of their Volvo, like proud parents who got their kid into a school. But everyone claps like something's been accomplished. We're so far from anyone putting on the uniform and playing a game. You and I guess, are two of the biggest sports fans I know who just think the draft is all about potential. And like you said, Joe Montana is a fifth-round pick. Tom Brady's a sixth-round pick. And the year Tom Brady goes in the sixth round, the number one pick overall is a guy named Courtney Brown, who I'm sure at the time they all applauded and they said it was a great thing. And where's Courtney Brown now?
Well, there was that famous draft in which there were two great quarterbacks, or perceived to be great quarterbacks, Ryan Leaf from Washington State and Peyton Manning from the University of Tennessee. And there was this unbelievable argument going on among football experts who would be the greater quarterback. And the San Diego Chargers made a move in order to get Ryan Leaf, and they picked Ryan Leaf, and the Indianapolis Colts picked Peyton Manning, but everybody thought San Diego had done a great thing to pick this guy, yep, Ryan Leaf, and he was a bum, a straight-up stiff from day one. Just never once had a good moment in professional football. But on that day, well, the San Diego Chargers
are
these great winners.
Yeah.
So, look, it is an important process. I mean, and they spend a lot of money trying to figure out who, they poke these guys and prod these guys. And I heard a discussion of one of these guys, a quarterback from Louisville, a discussion of his soft tissue, because he constantly gets sprained ankles and muscle pulls, and so they had a doctor on talking about his soft tissue, really, on ESPN. And everybody watches it. It's a huge commercial success. I can't deny that, but it's one of those things I just will never understand. I'll never understand it. Why don't we play the games and then declare who had a good draft?
I'm going to let you
but
guys...
But it went on all weekend.
Continue this conversation on the blog about the NFL draft. But in the minute we have left, Bill...
Minute?
I know. It's gone so fast, our time.
My Lord.
I think something kind of important happened. Cheng Ming Wong in baseball, if we can segue a little bit, became
Let's
the first American League pitcher to reach 5 wins after throwing 7 shutout innings against the Cleveland Indians yesterday. What do you think about that?
I think it's fine. I think what's interesting is that the New York Yankees, and they are the sort of, people watch the Fed in business, people watch the Yankees in baseball. How are the Yankees doing? And the Yankees are really, really struggling. And more important, perhaps, than Chin-Ming Wong pitching really well, which he did, for the Yankees, is that their catcher, Jorge Posada, who has been a real stalwart, a pillar for all the great Yankee teams of the last 15 years, well, last 10 years anyway, went on the disabled list for the first time in his career with a sore shoulder. And what we see happening with the Yankees is that they're getting a little bit long in the tooth all at once. Alex Rodriguez went on the hurt his leg. Derek Jeter missed a bunch of games. Here goes Posada onto the disabled list. Andy Pettit is a little bit sore. These guys are all pillars of the Yankees, and they're not 25 anymore. They're all 32, 33, 35, and in baseball years, that's very old. So the Chin-Ming Wong thing was a big deal. He's an excellent, excellent pitcher from Taiwan, the greatest athlete in North America who's from Taiwan, and a huge national hero. The big piece on him, I believe, in Sports Illustrated this week. But the bigger story with the Yankees is they're a little old and rickety, and I don't think anybody really anticipated that, and that may be the story as the season goes on. The Yankees may be getting old. We can only hope. Yes, we know how I feel about the Yankees. Not good.
There also is some NBA stuff. Denver hosts game four tonight against the LA Lakers, but you know what? I don't want to talk about that. We have only 30 seconds left, and I want an update on Allison. She doing okay?
Well, she's a beautiful woman.
I know.
A sophisticate, a professional.
And courteous, kind, and forgiving. Yes.
And patient, apparently.
Waiting game. I would say the patience, she has the patience of Job, but it is being tested. I think that there is no sign of movement. This child, I think, is waiting for the Indiana and North Carolina primaries to declare super delegate baby. So we'll see.
Well, we're thinking about you guys.
With any luck, you'll have him or her by Guam.
We're hoping so. Guam already passed, so we missed that landmark. Oh, no, Guam's next
Guam's
week.
Friday,
Guam's next.
Yeah.
Guam's Friday. Next, okay. So we're actually targeting Guam.
We'll baby see. By nothing, Guam.
Nothing yet, but we will certainly keep
us posted. Bill Wolf, friend of the BPP, sports guru. Thanks, Bill.
You got it. Have a great day, guys.
Take care.